Let's try looking at this a different way. Hadley erased what Paul had written on the whiteboard and started drawing circles. In the first one, she wrote scam, then seven stones, then barbecue pit, and finally, Dacrona gun. Let's go through everyone who was connected to these things. Hadley tapped the marker on the table. I just can't get past this whole connection with the sheriff's department. Samantha said she felt sure that he was worried about a long sentence. Luke snapped his fingers.
So if it's not McKay or Kevin, who else in the department could have had enough power to help Nathan out?
Hadley studied the board. What if it's not someone who has power yet, but is expecting to very soon? Luke sat forward.
Grayson?
Hadley moved toward the board. Remember, he was at Seven Stones that night. Suze nodded. And his campaign office is at the same complex as the barbecue pit. We even saw Grayson eating there on one of our trips in. He could have stolen the lighter fluid to use on the fire. Kevin's phone beeped from where it sat on the conference room table. Suze leaned forward to look at the screen. This is Herbert Dacrona. Suze read aloud. I got your message, but I'm on vacation. If there's something you need in our house, my neighbor, Grayson Chambers, has been looking after our plants and has a key. He can help you. Luke laughed.
And he has a key to the Dacrona's house.
Luke pointed to the last circle.
He could have stolen the gun while they were out of town. It's got to be him.
Hadley scratched at the side of her nose. But why would he kill Nathan? What's his motive?
I say we let Paul figure that one out when he takes Grayson in for questioning, Suze said, tapping on her phone screen.
I can't let that happen.
Grayson Chambers stepped into the conference room, pointing a gun straight at the group. Suze dropped her phone. Luke stood, pushing Hadley and Suze behind him.
How do you get in here?
Hadley asked. He patted his pockets where a set of keys jangled.
I've got friends around here.
Not for very much longer once they find out what you did to Nathan, Suze said with a snort.
Grayson sneered.
Did to Nathan? I didn't do anything. That stupid man did this all to himself. I would have gotten away with it too if only I'd been able to go back for that gun. But every time I tried, you were there walking around in the forest.
He motioned the gun toward Hadley. Luke moved slightly to stay in front of her, his jaw tightening in anger. He cleared his throat.
So what's your plan here, Grayson? You can't kill all of us.
Grayson laughed.
Could I, Fenton? I'm not going to kill you. As long as you agree to my conditions.
The sound of a gun being cocked rang through the office, and Grayson's smug expression dropped into a frown. Paul stepped behind Grayson.
Drop your weapon.
Suze smirked.
Sorry, Grayson. I forgot to mention that I already texted Paul that we thought you were the murderer. And he agreed.